back on New England Real Estate Journal Radio Show. I'm Rick Kaplan with my co-host Eric Wilson, and this interview is brought to you by HG Cornerstone, is New England's premier real estate and construction advisory firm. HG Cornerstone offers comprehensive services in real estate advisory, construction consulting, engineering, and litigation support. They are the only consulting advisory firm specializing in income-producing properties, approaching things from the investor's point of view. Visit them online at hgcornerstone.com or call 617-575-2300. That's hgcornerstone.com or call 617-575-2300. And we have on the phone with us, a special guest, is Gray Lee of the USGBC Massachusetts chapter. Correct? I did that right, Gray, right?
That's absolutely correct. All right. Thanks a lot, Rick.
And you're going to talk about this the event that you have coming up on the Massachusetts LEED Project Showcase?
That's right, and thanks for having me on the radio here with you guys. We have a big event happening in 2 weeks. This is the first of its kind inaugural showcase for LEED certified buildings. This is the Massachusetts LEED Project Showcase for 2013. It's going to be Thursday, October 17th, at Google's offices in Kendall Square, Cambridge. So we're going to have about 150 people coming out to have a big party to celebrate the achievements of LEED project teams that have put together projects in the last year and a half. And because it's the first one, I decided to make eligible all the projects that go back to January 1st, 2012. So we've got about 200 buildings that were built in Massachusetts that have attained LEED certification since then, and we've invited all the project teams to participate in the showcase and submit a project story to our project directory on our website, and to also showcase the project and the building at the event. So we'll have a whole bunch of project boards and, sort of mounted poster style throughout the space. And then we'll be hearing from a few major sponsors to talk about their specific projects. So it's going to be a really good time, a real great mix of people from all corners of the green building and real estate industry. And I'm just thrilled that we're practically sold out already, and we're ready to party and celebrate LEED buildings.
I love it. So Massachusetts is ranked where on the USGBC? Aren't we one?
Well, we're number four, actually, for LEED project completions. We're right behind. Well, the District of Columbia has the most, but it's because it's basically a federal city, and the federal government is totally on board with LEED. So they've got a lot of square footage under certification.
Right.
But then we've got California, Colorado, and Massachusetts in the top slots in terms of the most LEED buildings that are cropping up. And we're very proud of that. You know, we're a small state, but we've got a lot of intention around this, and we've got a lot of people, a lot of great industry participants, businesses that are out there hustling to make green buildings happen, and it's showing. We have a lot of better buildings in Massachusetts because of the efforts of our members and the industry partners that we work with.
Right.
Great. I think it's a great idea that display all the projects that have been done. You know, it's great. People can see what really is happening. You know, it's a visual.
And
big party.
It's especially, what's that, Eric?
No. And it's a big party, I said.
Well, yeah, it's a big party, but it's especially important for us because we're trying to get the word out on how green buildings can happen, how they are happening, and how easy it is for owners and project managers to embrace the LEED system and use it to make sure that they get the best project at the end of the day, because the LEED system validates their work and ensures that the work that was intended and designed really comes through in the end because of the rigorous LEED certification process. So it's all, you know, we're going to have a good time, but it's because it's a serious process that's behind it and a lot of hard work that a lot of people put into each of these buildings, and we want to honor that.
Right. This is very much like an art gallery, so to speak, that you're walking around and looking at individual art. I don't want to say artists because that takes away, but a team project or a project team that put together this building, and so you'll be able to walk around and it'll be aligned the outside of the walls.
Right. We're going to, it's like a big gallery. We'll have all these projects highlighted. And we will also have presentation in the middle of the event. So it'll be sort of like a large networking event and with representatives from each of the project teams there to mix and mingle and make new connections and maybe, you know, bump into old, you know, colleagues that
right.
have worked on projects in the past. And then we will have a presentation in the middle to hear from our host, Google, who is sponsoring the event space in their LEED Gold certified space there at 3 Cambridge Center, which is also, so that's the LEED commercial interior system that they used for the fit out of their space. And then it's in 3 Cambridge Center is a Boston Properties project, which is LEED certified under the core and shell system. So it's a double LEED certified facility, and with, you know, two absolutely very important stakeholders in the green building industry. Boston Properties is a leader in Massachusetts and throughout the Northeast, the Eastern Seaboard, with really an important commitment to sustainability as a real estate firm, as a REIT, mm-hmm. and as a developer. And they're a chapter sponsor of our USGBC here in Massachusetts. We're really psyched to have them. They're going to be attending. Of course, they created Atlantic Wharf, which is the first LEED certified skyscraper built in Massachusetts, in Boston. And that's, the Atlantic Wharf is a LEED Platinum facility, really pushing the envelope on what can be done. So it's going to be a really interesting place for people to come. And, you know, I want to mention it's really exciting to have doing in the Real Estate Journal part of this process, and we're going to have you all there to help us get the word out on these projects.
Right.
You're filming the event, and we're interviewing the sponsors, and we're also going to be creating a spotlight edition in the New England Real Estate Journal about these sponsored projects in the LEED Showcase. So it's really important for us to have an event where people can see things, but also to publish this stuff and get it out there so more people can connect to more of these projects.
Right. So there's like a takeaway from it too as well, you know? You know, I mean, I speak on behalf of the New England Real Estate Journal. We're also excited for this event as well and to be a part of it, and we really appreciate the honor of joining you guys in completing this showcase and videotaping it and publishing it and, sharing it via social media as well, I'm sure. I'll probably be tweeting live from the event myself, taking pictures and things
That's
like
good.
That.
That's good. As long as somebody's doing it, thank
you. Oh,
Eric,
I definitely will be
that.
Doing it. I don't go to an event without at least taking a few tweets. I mean, my following's serious, Gray. You know.
I'm happy to get the tweets, and we will retweet anything you tweet.
Oh,
Eric.
Of course, that's great. I appreciate it.
Well, I'll probably do some tweeting as well
to his six followers. No, I'm just kidding.
if I can figure out how to turn my phone on.
Nice.
But you're also looking for additional sponsors, or are you filled up with the sponsors right now?
You know, we're wrapping that up this week. We've got a few more leads that we're trying to reel in, but we do have five platinum sponsors right now that will be presenting. So we sold out at the highest level. We do have some gold sponsorships that someone was really keen on connecting to the showcase and wanted to get into the Real Estate Journal as well and get interviewed for this video, which is part of the package. Then feel free to reach out to myself or John Picard at the New England Real Estate Journal. We'd be happy to sign up a couple more gold sponsors, but we really are close to capacity. We only have a few more tickets to sell. We'll be creating a wait list and helping people find some of the tickets that'll be part of those sponsorship packages. And basically, I'm pretty happy with the reception we've had in the industry. People have been really excited about having this kind of thing. People are really thrilled to show off their designs and show off their project successes. So I'm sure we'll be doing this again, and hopefully we'll be doing it in a bigger facility so we can have more people come out.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's great stuff.
Yeah, I think it's exciting because it is all the newest in technology that's out there, and it's what's happening, really,
Yeah.
Everyone's going
into
that
direction.
Oh, and
one of the things I wanted to mention about Google is they're a very important part of the green building industry right now. They've underwritten a huge research program for the U.S. Green Building Council to investigate the materials that go into buildings and how to ensure that buildings are made with safe materials and that they come from places where people are treated right. And this is something that's sort of the behind the curtain stuff for the building industry, where we've been putting buildings together for 50 years full of all sorts of wonderful innovative products, materials, wall coverings, furniture, adhesives, also, you know, paint, all sorts of stuff. But there are ramifications of the things that we're putting into buildings, and we're only just beginning to understand their effects on human health, for the occupants, for indoor air quality, and of course, their environmental ramifications. So the project that Google has been working on with USGBC to investigate building materials is a really important new dimension to our green building industry, so that we can know what's going into buildings and so that we can then make better decisions about how to build these things using the best materials with the best intentions.
Wow.
Well, that I think it's going to be an unbelievable event.
It's a not-to-be-missed opportunity.
Unfortunately, there's only limited space, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more people that would want to attend. But, you know, next year...
Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, next year is going to be even bigger, and you can watch the videos of the event.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Right. So we appreciate you coming on, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
And hey, thanks for speaking with me. I'm really looking forward to this, and thanks for your support. And I'll see you on the 17th at the Massachusetts LEED Project Showcase.
Thank you.
Okay, thank
we'll
you,
there.
Greg. And that's the...
Take care, fellas.
Thank you. Massachusetts LEED Project Showcase 2013. It's October 17, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Google Center.
It's at Google.
The Three Cambridge Center, Cambridge, Mass. And if you want more information, you can contact us at radio@nerej.com or
at grayley@usgbcma.org.
Right. If you want more information about being a sponsor, be more than happy to get you that information. And the
great
interview.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Thanks.
Take care,
thank
Gray,
you, Gray.
Thanks.
And the interview is brought to you by HG Cornerstone, is New England's premier real estate and construction advisory firm. HG Cornerstone offers comprehensive services in real estate advisory, construction consulting, engineering, and litigation support. They are the only consulting advisory firm specializing in income-producing properties, approaching things from the investor's point of view. Visit them online at hgcornerstone.com or call 617-575-2300. That's hgcornerstone.com. I'll call 617-575-2300, and we'll be right back on Money Matters Radio Network.